All right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. We are the authentic source of Nigerian information. And as advertised, as promised, today is the 2nd of August in the year of our Lord, 2020. 23 years ago, the man passed on. I remember specifically where I was that day. 23 years ago, about this time, yes, the news came on the radio that the one and only Fela Anikulakwakuti had passed on. There are not many people who go by their first names, and yet they will be recognized. Fela was indeed one of them. And anytime you hear the sound under my voice, you know it's time for me to vibrate. This is Dog Eat Dog, and we're still living in a dog eat our world in Nigeria. When you hear this, you know it's time for us to listen to some serious gbedu. All right, today promises to be 8 hours of top gbedu. Yes, Scotty, Spirit of Nigeria Radio, we are celebrating and giving our tribute to the man who created Afrobeat, a true son of Abeokuta, a true son of Ogun State, true son of Nigeria, a true son of West Africa, a true son of Africa, and indeed a true son of the world. He came, he saw, and he conquered. We'll be looking at Fela today from almost 25 different areas, from his fashion, to his music, to his vocabulary, to his family. Oh, wow. Stay locked on. 8 hours. This is a comprehensive Sunday show only on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Okay, soak this one in. I'll be back and we will be talking more about the man. Remember, at the top of the hour, we will be speaking with the Crown Prince of Afrobeat. And of course, now the King of Afrobeat, Femi Anikulapokuti. After that, we'll be taking on Sheun Kuti. They'll be talking about that great man of theirs who was their daddy, but our own father. Yes, Fela was daddy to them, but he was father to us, to many. Of course, so Fela was a welfareist. He opened his home to everybody. No, not many people can do that. All right, so Dog Eat Dog, suck it in a little. So many sounds, courtesy of Fela, coming, you know, until we take that short break. So we're doing it this way, playing his songs, talking to the people. Bensin Idodije coming on. Jaman Anikulapo coming on. Baba Ani, Lekon Animashan, leader of the band with the shimmery, coming on board. Kola Konga, the man with the big Konga drums. Second bass, Jari, let's go. Thank you. right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and we are in the middle of the celebrations of the 23rd Memorial Anniversary of the greatest musician that ever came out of Africa. And you know, Spirit of Nigeria Radio, we are a fellow-centric radio station bringing Nigerians in the diaspora up to speed. Right now, we have online fellow's first child and daughter, Yenny Kuti. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, how are you today, ma'am?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, I'm sure today brings mixed memories, mixed emotions.
Yes, so.
Yes, yes, yes. I said fella earlier on. I said fella was your daddy, but was our own father. Is that correct?
Well, I will not argue.
Yes,
I will not dispute.
No, you won't argue, you won't dispute, because fella was father to many. All right, on a day like this, yes, we are celebrating fella, and I dare say that he had so much influence on many of us, and we are glad that you are part of this show. All right, tell us, okay, very simply put, okay, what are your fondest memories of fella? Before we just ask one or two more questions, I know you have a very tight schedule, but we do really and sincerely appreciate your being with us this day.
My earliest memories? Or my fondest memories.
Your fondest memories.
I don't know. There are so many. There are so many. So I can't even pick one. Of I mean, Shella was a comedian.
Yeah.
Apart from being a musician, he used to make me laugh so much.
Mm.
I mean, there was one day, and there was one day we were cigarettes. Smoking was banned at that time.
Mm.
If they catch you smoking a cigarette at the wheel of a car, it was 59. And 59 was big money.
Yes.
In those days, fine. Either 59 or 50 crore, I can't remember which one of them, but it was big money at that time.
Yes.
So that was the fine. And Sela was smoking a joint.
Mm.
And he ended up saying, he said, yeah, smoking cigarettes by on the steering. And I was looking at him and said, are you stupid? Is this cigarette? Is this cigarette? Did you define it cigarettes? You know? All of us in the bus, we just cracked up because
yes, yes, fella was a man full of humor, very full of humor. I also remember, because it's one of the areas, you know, we're going to do 8 hours between now and 10 o'clock, we'll be talking about fella. One of the areas that we're supposed to be looking at is his humor. I remember one day my friends and I, Grandmaster Flash, Dazzle, after the show, you know, fella would sometimes sit down to eat at the back, all right? You know, so we were harassing him, typically, hey, fella, I want to have a jembe, make we come chop, you know, check out, I know, Yoshibi. You know, when my friend now asked me, check out, I know, Yoshibi, he said, Shibi, ko, igbakoni. I will never forget it. I will never forget. So sometimes when I call my friend, I say, ah, Shibi, ko, igbakoni. You know, fella was full of humor. All right, so I think these days, we begin to remember fella with the kind of things happening in Nigeria. I'm sure he will have released many songs, not with NDDC, not with Magu, not with all those kind of things, you know. And I'm sure that will be enough content for fella to produce music. All right, but so which of his music, which of the songs is your favorite?
There were too many of them, so I'll just pick one because that was all encompassing. And I'll pick ODOO.
ODOO. Okay, I share that one with you. ODOO is the best, I can tell you. But you know what? Every time I'm on air, I play Doggy Dog because very powerful instrumentalist. Very powerful, you know, combination of sounds, composition. Because, you know, not one single word was said in Doggy Dog, but beautiful piece of music. I think we'd like to appreciate, you know, God for giving us a man like that in Nigeria. All right, now tell us what's happening. Quite a number of us are also worried about the unreleased songs of fella. What's happening? We don't want to hear those songs.
Well, I pray God gives us, the Creator gives us the strength to release it, but we do hope to release something, sha.
Those
unreleased songs. Yeah. We are working on it. It's not easy.
Yeah, I know. But we are waiting eagerly, and whatever support some of us can give, we will be proud and happy to give some of that support, you know, in all the things that
you know, Fela was very popular and liked by many.
Yes.
But you see, the people with the money are the people who don't appreciate Fela, or who appreciate Fela in their backyard. Yeah. And not come forward with the money to appreciate. So
okay.
That's the kind of problem I have with collaboration.
Yeah, but
business sponsorship. So the few sponsors we have trying to get additional sponsors, it was always difficult because you have these people with the money.
But like I said earlier, you know, Fela was a father to many. There are a lot of us who growing up, you know, Fela was our musical idol. And I'm sure I can call nothing less than 20 who are in high places, who are in good places. After this show, we'll come to you. We'll talk about it. How can we support in one form or the other? My friends are also going to call today all the way from London, from America. I'm sure they will drop something. Whatever celebration is going through, we are going to support it. Because, like I said, many people die, but very few people don't die. Fela will not die. Fela lives on. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. Now that I know that it's been a very tiring weekend for you. All right.
Yes,
I know that. Yes. Celebration, COVID and all of that did not make it happen today. But whatever it is, we are celebrating your daddy, our own father, Fela Anikulapo.
We serve Dakara for people at Shine and Calcutta. So.
Really? Maybe I should send somebody there. Yes, they should go and bring my own because I contribute now. Then they stamp my hand, not be my mind over that. You know? Me, I used to be in Big Corner. You know Big Corner? Yeah, that's where we used to enjoy, you know, Fela's music. All right, Yenny, thank you very much. I don't want to stretch you. I know I still got Femi to speak to at 3 o'clock. I'm sure we will continue. Just, you know, tell your people, let them listen to Spirit of Nigeria Radio till 10 o'clock. We will be supplying more jams, more gbedu, courtesy of Fela Anikulapo Kuti. I tell you, today's the day. Maybe later when you sleep, wake up, we can still talk. No problem. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. So, my promise, my commitment is that we'll support whatever we can do in terms of, you know, making sure that those songs are released, making sure that Celebration gets a sponsor. We've been through it too. All of us don't work up as everybody in a big boy now. We'll go drop. All right. Thank you very much, Yenny. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy the rest of the day.